Support for this podcast comes from CDW and Cisco.
Modern modernization today has the products you need to modernize your workplace, like Wi-Fi booster crystals. Let their metaphysical powers enhance connectivity and spiritually awaken your Internet of Things.
At CDW, we get crystals won't modernize your network. You need Cisco Catalyst access points that are Wi-Fi 6 compatible and can help you improve reliability, increase capacity, and reduce latency. Cisco and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/cisco.
You guys ever wanted to know how to do it? You hit Alt or Option T, and that's what makes a little cross.
What?
For Jesus. Yeah.
Wow, that is exciting.
I just learned that right now.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's exciting.
I like how it's the alternate T, basically. I'm going to start writing, and all my T's are just going to be Jesus.
And everyone's going to be like,
crucifixes.
Chris, stop doing that.
You're like doing what?
Yeah, and then like go back, edit the message to regular T's, and like, I think somebody's trying to tell you something.
Yeah. I think maybe, have you heard of our Lord Jesus Christ?
That's not me. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I just have a holy computer. All right, let's fire this thing up and get going. All right. Welcome to the Brother Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. As always, brother is the only sibling you'll ever need, discussing life's most important things in the least important way. Today, I'm joined by my guest, perennially surprising Hogan.
Hello.
Do you guys know what perennially means?
Don't do this to me on air.
Always surprising.
Yeah, it's basically like saying always.
Oh, thank God.
Like infinitely surprising is basically what it says. Or if it's a perennial, a flower.
I just pulled peanuts out of my pocket.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Oh, nice.
I'm surprised that you knew what perennially means.
Just whole peanuts.
Consistent.
And shelled peanuts.
I'm also joined by my pretty much by the book Tanner.
That's right.
No surprises there.
Hello.
You always know what to expect.
The textbook definition of consistency, here I am.
Yeah. Yeah. If you wanted to set your watch to someone, it would be Tanner.
That's
consistency
right.
Is the mark of a champion, though, so.
It is.
Hey, that's nice.
Vince Lombardi said that. Okay, so today what we're going to be talking about is expectations versus reality.
Oh, cool.
So what are things that surprised us when we found out they were true? What are things that surprised us when we found out they were false? Maybe we'll talk a little about the Mandela effect.
Ooh,
all
cool.
of that kind of stuff. So
cool.
Right out of the gate, I just want to get kind of your general sense of expectation versus reality. Do you feel like life delivers what you're expecting, or are you constantly throwing curveballs? Do you feel like you get what you expect, or do you feel like life is just a roller coaster?
I think that majority of times I get what I expect.
Yeah, I think I've also got a pretty good radar on that sort of thing. Like everything goes about how I would expect. I'm never that surprised, I don't think.
So you don't find life to be surprising?
Not really, but you've blown my mind a couple times, and that's the first thing I thought about.
I've
blown your mind? What did I do?
Just certain little facts. Like I remember something recently.
It was the Fruit Loops one, wasn't it?
Okay, it was that they all taste the same. And also, I think you're the one who told me that like salt doesn't, it does the opposite. Everybody tells you that salt lowers the boiling point, but it raises it.
Oh yeah,
of water.
I did tell you that.
Yeah, you told me that. I was pissed. I was pissed all day.
That's not why you're supposed to put it in. It's not to make the water boil faster.
Because it tastes good.
Yeah,
it's supposed to cook it better. Yeah,
but not too much salt.
Yeah. Oh, I mean.
So, do you think it's just about like perspective? Is it because maybe you guys are laid back that life isn't surprising, and that maybe when something surprising does come along, you're just like you just roll with it?
I think that my mindset has become so much where it's like go along with it, but also like don't. I would say like don't expect anything is what I think.
Wow, yeah. Have no expectations.
No, see, that's honestly, I didn't expect this conversation to go that way, but that's exactly what I'm thinking too, is that I just don't really put expectations on a lot of things,
right.
And if they don't go the way I expect, I'm also not blown away by it, you know? Like
I let you know, actions and whatever happens in the day, weeks, months, like come to me and then I react. I don't try and like overthink about like, well, what if I was driving today and someone hit me? I didn't get hit.
Yeah,
that's
Hogan
nice.
And Tanner, just live life without bereft. Live your life bereft of hope and expectation.
Absolutely,
and just
and also disappointment. We have no hope,
exactly.
But also no disappointment.
I mean, that's true, but I would take disappointment if it meant I got hope.
But I mean, obviously,
it's like light and dark, you know.
I mean, obviously, yeah. I think that as things happen, you can like hope for like amazing things to come of it, but you can also temper yourself and be like, let's see where it goes.
Well, so I find this hard to believe. I know you're a sports fan. I know you love USC football. Mm-hmm. You're telling me you watch games and you're just like, I'm just here to watch the game unfold. I don't care if they win.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that. I do. I hope and wish for my team to win. But as each play happens, you got to let each play happen.
Yep.
I don't control anything that happens there.
So you do have expectations, but they literally change moment to moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. That sounds stressful.
You know, just even keel. Nice little mindset.
You're just always rolling with the punches. Exactly. Tanner, is that kind of how you're viewing it?
Pretty much.
Are you the bereft of...
I'm even more extreme than Hogan, because when I watch stuff like that, even if I am invested in like the outcome and I want one person to win, all I'm looking for is a good game. I just want it to be good.
So Tanner's not passionate about anything.
Oh, I'll complain.
I'm passionate about goodness.
I'll complain to hell and back if SC is screwing up all over the field. But once again, what am I... I can't change any of it.
So you feel powerless.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, too. Well, I think whenever
You're using different synonyms.
I'm not mad at it. I think that is part of it. Like, when I recognize something that I can't control the outcome of, then it's like, yeah, whatever happens will happen regardless of how I feel about it. So I might as well be good with it.
So
because,
then,
yeah.
What about the stuff that is within your control? Do you set expectations for that? Like, let's say you're working on a project, something that's totally in your control.
Yeah.
And then it turns out poorly, or are you just like, well, all right.
Well,
or are you like, man, and you're disappointed then?
I am disappointed, and I'll look at, you know, what I did wrong, how I can fix it. Like, I feel like people get it in their heads where they're like, well, shoot, everything went wrong, and what, like, I did this, and this was bad, and everything is bad. And it's like, okay, well, what actually went wrong, though, and how can I get better next time? Is the way that I like to look at it.
I know there's that saying that's like, it's only a failure if you didn't learn from it. I kind of take that approach.
Ooh, you can write that on your new board.
Oh, that. Yeah, we're in a new office, by the way.
Yeah, we're in a new podcast space, and Tanner's got a big old cork board.
Big old empty cork board.
Why don't you write into us and tell us what he should put up there? Because he was just going to put messages crying for help.
I was.
But maybe something positive and light and fun. So... I mean, from my perspective, I agree with you guys. I was just playing.
I know.
I was
just playing. As usual.
Not to say I don't have expectations. I definitely have expectations, but I just don't get too bent out of shape when they aren't met.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that, like, I can control, and then it's not that I get more bent out of shape. I just know that then I can affect the outcome more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next time or
what's happening. I mean, it sucks when it goes bad. And I think that that's okay. Like, to do something and to have it suck, you just got to be okay with that. You're going to do a lot of things, and it's not going to turn out great, and it's not going to be perfect every time.
There you go.
Yeah, and you just got to be okay with letting it suck. Sit with it, learn from it, move on.
Well, that's
it's not all golden.
Like, if you're solving a puzzle of any sort, or like working on a project, like project as in building something with wood or working on an engine, you're just going to like walk around and be like, okay, what am I doing wrong? And it's going to be frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to think that you have it all figured out, but you'll keep coming back to it just like, but you're not going to give up. You're going to figure it out.
Well, I hope you would.
Yeah.
Or you
just leave
could
it
just
there.
Give up and then move on to the next
just
thing.
Be done with it and always have that engine sitting in your garage that you just never got around to, which kind of sucks. But I mean,
there's also people that you just change what your expectation becomes.
Yeah.
Like
you,
your expectation should be fluid too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And kind of in that vein. So like what I always think of when I'm thinking expectation versus reality, I always hear, it happens every year. Everyone's like, this is the worst year ever. Worst year ever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And albeit 2020 has been a hell of a year.
Yes. Yeah.
But I keep telling people, I feel bad because my 2020 has actually been pretty great.
Right.
Like, my baseball team won the World Series. Mm-hmm. I had a beautiful daughter who's turning out great, and I'm looking forward to that. So, like,
woohoo.
I've kept my job.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
So, like, I've had a pretty good year, all in all, while other people have had, like, the worst year ever. So, I think it's all about, I just accept that every year has good and bad stuff that happens.
Right.
Some years are worse than others, and some years are better than others. And I feel like, on the whole, it, like, kind of evens out.
Yeah, I also think that kind of makes me think of, like, perspective. It's just easy to be down on yourself when you're just in your own little world and not everything's going right, but if you just take a step back, it's like, okay, you know, you have a lot of things to be thankful for.
Yeah.
And I think that works a lot, but it also makes me think, like, you know, there's somebody out there that is just at the bottom of the totem pole,
right?
And they what do they have, like, what is their perspective, you know, like, what do they have to be thankful for?
So there's this I don't subscribe to it. It's a very kind of like old belief. Okay. In like Eastern Europe, it's a limited good society.
Mm.
So like if you lived in this village and someone was extra beautiful, that meant that someone was going to be extra ugly.
Yeah.
Like there's only so much beauty to go around. So I feel like, and this I think is kind of true in America, it's not that everyone can't be happy and successful. It just never works out that way. And so because there's some people that are ultra successful, there's going to be some people that just are not.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works out. Most people are going to fall in the middle, but you are going to have those people that every year is the worst year of their life.
Oh. Yeah.
And that happens until they die. That's but then there's other people where every year is just good, 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 good. And that doesn't mean bad things don't happen, but overall their year is good.
Yeah. Well, and I think that that is also, like you guys are saying, perspective, where it's like you... What am I trying to say here? But like you kind of put out into the universe like what you want.
Yeah.
I guess so. If you if you keep but what I mean is like if you keep saying you have the worst year ever and everything sucks and you're like this is terrible, like you're gonna live that that like life that you put out there. You're gonna take everything that happens to you as being the worst thing ever, or even in the world.
Yeah.
As,
every time then, a bad thing happens, you're going to be like, well, here it comes. And right. It's just going to pile on.
Instead of being like, okay, well, how do I find the positive here? What's either what's the silver lining or what is like, how do I take this in? How do I take this event in?
Yeah. I think also when you're in that mindset, you start looking for things that are going wrong and you're just like, oh, I knew it. I knew it was going to go wrong. And it's like, okay, well, everything else is fine. Why are you freaking out about this one thing? And it's just, you're looking, you're focusing on that
and
one
you,
side of it.
You create those obstacles.
Yeah, absolutely. Get out of your own way, man.
Get out of your own way.
That's.
And so now I'm going to move on to what is something that surprised you when you realized it was true? And this could be something profound or something as simple as you can't lick your elbow. Or like salt makes water boil slower.
I guess for me, it's like there is truth in simplicity. Because
that surprised you when you realized that?
I think so.
Okay.
Because I think when you're growing up, you always hear different stories and different successful people tell you how they did things and what you have to do. And like from ranging from teachers to... I don't know, whoever, whatever authority figures in your life. But then, I don't know, to me, it just realized where it's like, you can distill so much stuff down to like...
100%.
Like a couple different principles, and then you just live your life by that.
Yeah, I think you'll have like these moments in life where something happens to you, and for me at least, like it'll... There will be times where I just, like, a saying that I heard a million times just clicks. And it's like, oh, that's what that means. I just saw it.
Front to back.
Yep.
And exactly. That's the one. And I keep learning that lesson.
Oh, wow.
But every time he hears it.
It all clicks.
I feel bad for anyone that spends a lot of time around you. So, Tanner, what is your thing?
Hogan, wait, what was your thing again?
Truth and simplicity.
Truth and simplicity. You can't steal his.
Oh, okay, no. But his spurred mine, which was what I really was surprised about, and this is the moment I say I became an adult, was when I realized everybody is just guessing. You're just trying to figure it out. Like, nobody really knows what's going on. I remember, like, I have family who works in the government, and I was over at their house, like,
get your tinfoil hats
on. Well, pretty much, almost, but it's like, I was staying with them. That's funny. I was staying with them for a while, and they had, like, some, you know, government official guy come over, and I'm just, like, in my room hanging out, and I hear him talking through the walls, and I'm like, this guy is an idiot. He doesn't know anything, and it's like, oh my god, that guy is in charge of people, and, like, he... doesn't know what he's talking about. And so it really dawned on me in that moment. Just like everybody's just trying to figure it out. No matter how whatever they project or whatever, they're all just feeling.
Well, it's funny because like no matter what age you are, you always think that people older than you until you get to a certain point, but people older than you have it more figured out, or they know what you're supposed to do or what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that some people don't have some of the answers, but no one has all the answers.
Right. Yeah, no, there's definitely wisdom to be passed down and all of that, but it's just you can't, don't expect any one person to have it all figured out.
But I feel like the wisdom comes from the people that were in your exact same position and age, and then they're like, oh yeah, I screwed that up. Here's how to do it better because they had to figure out another way or something like that.
True, true.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good one too. Mine is... how do I phrase this? Well, mine's not like anything like profound about like self or it's just the true size of the universe. When I stop think about it, it hurts my brain.
Dude, it's messed up. You literally like humans cannot actually fathom it. Like it's that big. It's crazy. You can't even fathom how big the earth is. You can't even imagine you to scale to the earth is like you can't even imagine how big that is.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I try not to think about it. But that's the thing that when I realized, I was like, man, the universe is just, if it's billions of stars and it's all this distance, and then you start thinking about it, and then my mind starts...
Calm down, Chris. Calm down. Yeah.
He's freaking out.
And everyone's like, can we just have a regular Thanksgiving dinner? And I'm like, yeah, no! Pretty much.
Don't you get it?
Don't you get it?
Now I'm sad.
So,
just throws his turkey.
The others, never. It's gonna be like green bean casserole or something. I'm like, no! And I'm like,
save the
really,
turkey!
Really, I just freaked out just so I didn't have to eat it because yeah. I don't like green bean casserole.
Talking about green bean casserole.
Yeah. And then the other side of that is, what's something that blew your mind when you found out it wasn't true? Like you lived your life like, no, this is true. Like the salt thing, but don't say that because we already said it 5 times.
Bananas aren't a fruit, I think. Or they aren't a fruit.
That
I just found that out like a month ago, and I was like, what?
That isn't true.
That isn't true? Is that? Oh, no. You're talking to yourself.
Because it's an herb, right?
No. Bananas? Don't tell me they're an herb.
Bananas aren't... They don't grow from trees. They grow from giant herbs, basically.
I think...
What'd you think it was?
Or no, they're technically a berry, I think. I thought it was a fruit.
Well, fruits are berries. Berries are fruits.
All right. Well, now I got to confirm everything.
Bananas don't grow on trees. They grow from... It's like a giant herb.
Like a...
Oh, yeah. Aren't the plants that come up? They like kind of fold out or something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not technically a tree.
Well, that's the first thing.
But that's it. That's your big.
That was the first
facts.
Thing. Let's see if I think of anything better.
Hogan, how about you?
Buying time for Hogan.
Just I wanted to surprise you guys, so I didn't prep you at all.
Yeah,
this is definitely a surprise.
The thing is I don't even have one.
Oh wow! All right.
good conversation so far, though.
Yeah.
Something
that like think about it. It's something you knew was true. Like you knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could throw back to when I found out Santa wasn't real. Because in my heart of hearts as a child, I was like,
"Yeah,
no, he's real. Yeah. Like, it all made sense to me. And if you're listening to this and you still believe in Santa, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
He's not true. He's not real.
I guess mine is like, spoiler. I guess mine is like, it's kind of when you hit that age where you start to become like on the same level with your parents, I guess. And that's kind of like high school, college-ish, where you're like, oh, they... weren't perfect. They didn't do anything perfect. They're not right in everything they say. And I think that parents kind of realize that around like 13 and up, that they're like, well, we can't just keep being like, we're the authority of everything.
That's a good one.
Crazy to have those conversations where you're like, oh yeah, my parents aren't these just like all powerful mystical beings.
Totally. And I think you go on to this.
Your parents aren't all powerful. You guys aren't demigods?
How strong is your dad?
Very strong.
Can he draw lightning from the sky?
Is that just me?
Oh, man. This is awkward. All right. I'm
out. What am I doing here?
I just vanished.
What am I doing hanging with you two losers?
It kind of creates this like pendulum effect of like you almost feel like you were cheated. Like.
Yeah, there's some resentment that could come when you realize that your parents aren't perfect and that they didn't have all the answers and they were just doing the best they could.
Right, and then it comes back, like this is kind of, even speaking personally, not that I ever had any problems with my parents. I love you both if you're listening.
They're not. That's why you should resent them.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that part where it's like, oh man, have I been like lied to? Have they been deceiving me this whole time? And it's like, no, they were just telling you what the best thing they could at the time and doing the best they could, and like that is
what I always think about is that, so like my parents were, I think my mom was like 22 or 23, my dad was like 25 or something like that when they started having kids, and it's like I couldn't imagine if I was that age.
I know,
having like
so different
1, 2, 3, 4 kids, I would just be like, I mean obviously that was what they were ready for.
You mean like mentally, like,
right?
Because you're not in a place where because like the age I'm at, I just turned 39. I'm still figuring stuff out.
Yeah.
And like, I'm 39. And if I think when my parents were my age, they were grandparents.
Right.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, think about that. That they're grandparents. They have children having children. And I'm just now having a child. And I'm like, I'm still figuring stuff out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's like having a pet or whatever at this age, and you're like, and you don't have somebody to call every single, I mean, obviously a kid is way more than that, but you're like, it's pooping on the floor. What do I do?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like that.
Imagine like a little human. That's crazy.
You just learn as you go.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, people are taking it slower, and I think that's kind of, I think a lot of people are having that thought of like, Wow, I could not imagine having a kid right now, early
20s. It's not as many as you think.
I mean, I think
it's probably just your friends.
Right.
Interesting.
It's your world.
Most of the world is still marching on and having kids at 18, 19, and 20.
But yeah, it's just funny thinking back that my parents are like, you deal with it.
Well, yeah, but it's like, it reminds me of that Reddit post we talked about on one of the episodes recently of that guy who, like, his baby was throwing a fit or something, right? And he goes and interrupts his wife, and he's like, hey, the baby's pooping. What are you doing? Stop your meeting and take care of this. It's like, dude, you shouldn't have a kid. You're not ready for this. Like, you can't even do
this. Well, I feel like you learned that, though.
That guy could also just be an idiot, but the thought is true.
Exactly, right? I think that's...
Just imagining a guy walking covered in poop.
Like, an 18-year-old generally probably isn't, like...
The most fit,
the
I guess,
most but equipped. But then again, some 18-year-olds are like more intelligent, more capable than like some 35-year-olds.
Totally.
I know. So,
yeah.
I guess it's just you're just rolling the dice.
Yeah, yeah.
Clack 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 clack
so
clack.
I don't know what your expectation of that is, but the reality is it's difficult. And then we don't have to get into the Mandela effects. I feel like we're almost at time for the break, but
we could get into it a little bit. If
a little
you
bit.
Have any
okay.
examples or something?
Well, like the. Well, if for anyone listening, the Mandela effect is that basically people remember things being a certain way, and then someone's like, nope. And that stems from people thought that Nelson Mandela had died.
Right.
And he hadn't died. They thought he had died in jail, and he didn't die in jail. He was released, and they distinctly remember him dying in jail, but he didn't. And another one that maybe some people might remember is the Berenstain Bears. The spelling of that, I think it's Berenstain. It's actually spelled Berenstain. With the A-I-N at the end instead of an E-I-N. And people, they're like, no, it's spelled E-I-N. And so the idea is that our realities have split at some point. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they split, and the difference in the realities is the way you spell Berenstain.
Or, the isn't fruit there, of the loom, cornucopia thing.
Isn't there something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of them. I think it's a bunch of garbage.
Baloney.
Well, I just think it's like, you're telling me... You think it's more likely that the universe split in twain rather than you're just misremembering something.
In twain.
And it's like you walk down the street and you're talking about, I don't know, Jack Nicholson, I guess. You know, those street conversations you have.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson tons.
And then they're like, and then your friend's like, wait, I thought he did. And you're like, no, he didn't. And they're like, okay. And then I feel like that is majority of what it is.
I think it is too. I think it's kind of interesting to think about, like, does the media have an effect on that? Like, does a story get told wrong one time and then that just snowballs into a large portion of people misremembering it?
Right.
Well, thinking one thing.
And that is an easy, like, the Berenstain Bears example is an easy, like, how people pronounce it.
Yeah, well, it's also like stain at the end is not a common spelling. Like, stain,
well, it's pronounced Berenstain.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
Or like Berenstain Bears? No. No one says that.
But yeah. But so I guess the way it kind of fits into what we're talking about is, again, it's perspective. Like, people that believe in the Mandela effect, I think, are people that think, not that they're infallible, but
conspiracy theories?
I mean, a little bit, yeah, but it's also like they can't conceive of the fact that they've just thought something, they believed something that was untrue this whole time, and then someone corrected them. Like, it's split way off too far, and they've gone down this path way too long to think,
That's so funny.
It was this other way. It's like if you went down a road and it split, and you should have gone right, and you went left instead, at what point... Yeah. Do you say, oh, I should have gone right?
You're committed. Are exactly. You're so committed.
Sunken cost, baby.
Well, and it's like, who's holding on to stuff like that? Where they're like...
People that come up with the Mandela effect. Because they'd rather formulate some wild theory that...
I'm right!
The universe split in two.
There was a cornucopia!
Yeah.
It's like,
it's
who cares?
It's crazy to me. All right, and on that, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
All right, welcome back. Our end bit this time is expectation versus reality, the game.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
So it's pretty simple. I'm going to give you a situation or an object, and you guys tell me what you think the reality is. Okay, so example is, how tall is Mount Everest? And then you tell me how tall you think it is. That's an example. You don't have to say it. My answer was, 1 billion miles. It's not 1 billion miles.
What?
Yeah, I know. Mind's blown. All right, so let's start.
Wait, do you know how tall Everest is? Now I need to know.
It's 26? Oh, no, it's 29,000 okay. feet. It's almost 30,000 feet.
I was starting at 13, so.
And it grows 2 inches a year. I don't know if that's true. It might be like a centimeter a decade or something like that.
I think it's something like that. Anyways.
All right. So the Eiffel Tower, how tall is it? You've seen it. Mm-hmm. You can picture it in your mind's eye. How tall do you think that building is? And maybe you've been there. Hogan, I don't know if you went to Paris when you were in Europe.
I haven't been around. I haven't been like on the grounds, let's say. I think it's like 886 or something.
Oh, he says 886 feet. That's pretty tall.
647.
647?
Feet. Yes.
It's 1,063 feet tall.
Wow.
It's 1,000 feet tall.
I know.
The same height as a 100-story building.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Actually, it's that makes sense, height I guess. As a 106-story building. But that's crazy to think about.
Because
I think it's because it's like a spire. You don't right. think of it
as being so tall.
Because like the original World Trade Center, those buildings were only like 114. And they mm-hmm. look massive in your
Wait, brain. That would have been the same height?
Almost, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I would not have guessed that.
Wow. Huh. Neato. Okay.
Neato.
114 stories it was, so it would have been 1,100 yeah. feet. So
taller
it
than it.
A little
right?
bit. Okay. It would have been like 80 feet taller.
So yeah. our expectations were just busted right there.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Your expectation. That's what this is all about. All right, so Joey Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
How many right. hot dogs this year did he eat in 10 minutes? How many hot dogs basically do you think a competitive hot dog eater can
I'm pretty
eat?
Sure.
Wasn't it like 72 or something?
I think it was 69.
Nice.
I really think I looked it up recently.
It was 75.
Oh,
whoa.
I think maybe Kobayashi had a 69 record once. And probably. I was like, nice.
He stopped there.
That's easy.
Like, can you imagine having that much hot dogs Dude. And buns inside of you?
I don't.
Yeah, Nathan's hot dogs.
Can't be
Those
healthy.
Things are plump.
I would.
We're not being paid by Nathan's.
But those things are plump. Put it on the packaging.
Because I can eat a lot, but I couldn't imagine putting in 75.
I've seen you put down some food, but to think about 75 hot dogs going inside of
minuscule. Right. Whatever you've eaten before. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Can a stomach only hold like 2 pounds or something?
Well, we know it can't hold a gallon of milk, Hogan.
Well, it technically did.
For a moment. For but a moment.
For upwards of 1 minute. No. All right. Usain Bolt. How fast do you think he can run?
Like mile per hour?
Let's do miles per hour.
Okay.
Sorry to all our friends overseas.
26 miles an hour.
26 miles an hour.
Some like kind of good trivia.
27.8.
Oh,
right
nice
in the middle.
One. Nice one, Logan.
Split the diff. Yeah.
Split the diff.
And when you think about a person running that fast, because like when I run, I'm pretty sure when I'm running, if I can run, like let's say an 8 minute mile.
Yeah.
How fast is that? Do some quick, tabletop math here.
I don't know.
8 minute mile. Well, like a 10 minute mile is 6 miles an hour.
Right.
So, it's probably close to like.
8 to 10?
Yeah, it's like 8-ish miles an hour almost. Maybe a little less.
Yeah.
And he can run 3 times as fast.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
And like think about that in a car, like at 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You're like,
you're
I'm
going
slow.
Through.
That's
yeah,
a, that's a speed limit in
exactly.
you're neighborhoods.
Going, you're going 25 through a neighborhood, you're like, I better slow down. There could be kids around here.
Right, exactly.
Or he would just run past you.
Yeah.
He'd be going 2.5 miles an hour faster.
You guys want to know a quick little fun fact?
Do it.
Those car crash commercials that are like all the setup factory things?
Yeah.
That's only at 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And those
they
cars
just
get destroyed.
Annihilated. Oh my
well,
god.
Now we're hitting like a barrier that has
yeah, a brick wall.
Zero
basically.
Give.
Right.
Yeah. So but, if you drove into a building, even a building would give.
Right. I mean, still think about that when you're on the freeway and you're going 60 miles an hour and you hit something like that.
Yeah,
yeah man.
And it's supposed object. To simulate a head-on collision too.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Which is horrible.
That is all
horrible. Right, way to bring it down, Hogan. All
You're right. welcome.
The human body.
Okay.
How much G-force can a human body withstand?
Eight
Gs, he says.
Six Gs?
I don't know.
I'm pissed.
It is 9 Gs.
Ah! You're right on all of these.
Nine
really
Gs.
Close.
You can withstand that for a few seconds.
And then
what happens is...
You poop yourself.
Oh.
Probably.
Part of it.
Well,
yeah.
your heart can't pump blood into your head, so you pass out, and then you'll die pretty soon after.
Wow.
You know what's crazy? Are the people, like the pilots / almost astronauts, pre-astronauts, I guess, that were testing all of this for, like, NASA.
Yeah.
To see how many
the
Gs.
Thing that swung them around.
Yeah.
Though, so they could control it pretty well.
Well, they also just had, like, a train track rocket that they were like, all right, you sit here.
And they were like, okie doke.
Give us the signal if you die.
Reading about the G-force thing is really interesting because it was about... I forget what website it was on, but it was about, it might have been Popular Science or maybe Gizmodo or something. but why we can't just like jump to light speed like they do in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like it would kill us.
Wouldn't you be eviscerated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also said that F-16s can create more than 9 Gs, so they have to like limit it.
Damn.
Interesting.
So good to know.
It's all too powerful.
The United States. How long would it take a person to walk across the U.S.?
Okay.
A month?
1 month, Hogan says.
Way longer than that.
Way longer.
8 months.
8 months?
Yep.
Split in the diff. It's 4 months.
Oh,
really? Wait, like from California to what? South Carolina, wherever that is?
Yeah, like 2,500 miles. We're not talking like San Diego to the upper point of Maine.
From sea to shining sea.
We're not including Alaska because that's just too much.
Yeah, that's cheating. Okay.
But yeah, around 4 months. That's if like you're doing, you know, 15 to 30 miles a day. Some people take longer. I don't think anyone takes less. I think 4 months is like
that's wild to think about.
Yeah, I'm sure that someone has done it faster. Pardon me to the Joey Chestnut of walking across the United States, but
I hope they have good audiobooks or podcasts.
I read something you should take a baby stroller to carry your stuff so that you're not carrying it and you're rolling it. And baby strollers work really well.
You should tell the people down in Venice about that.
Oh, I'm sure they already know. All right.
It seems that way.
Well, that was a great talk.
Woo!
You got most of them correct, I'll say.
Yay!
Hogan got most of them pretty
close. Thank you as always, Tanner and Hogan.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. To our listeners, feel free to message us on Instagram at BrotherHQ, or you can text us at 323-310-0762. We'll text you back, I promise. Or send us a good old-fashioned email at hello@brotherhq.com. Message us on Instagram or email us to tell us what Tanner should put on his big corkboard. We'll post pictures somewhere.
Yeah.
You can also check out Tanner on Twitch at TheBrotherHQ. He's always on there playing some sort of game. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to us on whatever podcast platform you use, and be sure to share our infinite wisdom with anyone you deem worthy, which should be everyone. Until next time.